If the season of Epiphany is framed with light, then the season of Lent is framed with death. Epiphany begins with a star in the sky, a bonfire in the field, the heavens pulled apart like a curtain as the Spirit descends like a dove, alighting on the head of Jesus. And then it ends with a blazing burst of light shining in and through the body of Jesus, a bright cloud blinding the eyes of Peter, James, and John there on the mountain. From light to light. That's Epiphany. Lent, on the other hand, is from death to death. It begins with a smear of ash on our brows, the pleasant reminder that we are created from dust and to dust we shall return. Memento mori, remember you must die. And then it ends with a blazing burst of blood running down and around the body of Jesus. A dark cloud blinding the eyes of Mary and John there on the mountain. From death to death, that's Lent. It's no funeral, I'll tell you that, because funerals aren't marked by purple or black, but by the white of new creation. Funerals are Easter services. They're a celebration of the resurrection, the triumph over death. It's just that you can't get to resurrection without death. You can't get to the kingdom of God without the cross of Christ. There is no Easter without Lent. Lent, my friends, is no picnic either. It's not a walk in the park. No, instead, it's a walking in the way of Jesus. And his way is not what you think. His way is a learning how to die. I mean, that's what he says. If you want to become my followers, you must deny yourself and take up your cross and follow me. For those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake will find it. I'm not sure I like these words. According to Jesus, to get life, you must walk the way of death. That's what the season of Lent is about. Which is why I typically don't look forward to Lent. I don't like dying to myself. I don't like letting things go, denying my desires. And yet, every time I observe Lent like I should, practicing this way of death, the more amazed I am to witness the Spirit at work in me bringing about life. Lent is a season that reminds us what our lives should look like in each and every season. But we need this season to be separate, to be set apart, so that we can return, so that we can reorder our lives, recommit ourselves to this paradoxical path we are called to walk in, this way of death. In other words, Lent is about discipleship. It challenges us to stop being Christian in name only, by affiliation only, by profession only. It's no accident that the New Testament mentions the word Christian maybe three times, the word disciple more like 300, because that is what it's about. Formation in the way of Jesus, being with him, becoming like him, doing what he did, something that only happens by the grace of God, a miracle that can only occur by the power of the Holy Spirit. But it is a miracle that requires your participation. When Jesus says to the paralytic, stand up, the paralytic has to stand up to be healed. When Jesus says to the leper, go and wash yourself, the leper has to go and take a bath to be healed. Even the hemorrhaging woman has to reach out her hand to grab the cloak of Jesus to find healing. In the same way, when Jesus says, follow me, the disciple, you and me, we have to stand up and walk in the way of Jesus, the way of death, in order to be healed. From death to death. That's our journey to resurrection. What is that going to look like for you this Lent? What is it in your life that needs to die, that you must let go of? That thing that stands between where you are and the life that God has in store for you. Some of you know right off the bat what that is. One of our vestry members last night had no doubt. It's media, she said. Social media, television, this phone. Nothing inherently bad about these things, but she recognizes that these are becoming obstacles in her life with God. For others of you, it might simply be the incredibly difficult circumstances of your life right now. Every ounce of your being is being squeezed out of you as you care for a loved one. Or perhaps you just lost a loved one. Or perhaps it's a health condition that won't go away. It only seems to be intensifying. What am I supposed to do as I carry these burdens with me through this season? What does it mean to walk in the way of death? With my children? At my workplace? In my secret habits? What does it mean to do life always remembering that you are dust, and to dust you shall return? Lent, my friends, is meant to bring us back to the basics. It's in the basics of the Christian life that we walk this way of death. Basics that we just heard from the lips of Jesus, right there in the middle of his manifesto called the Sermon on the Mount. Practices of giving alms, of prayer, of fasting. And yes, I know there are more practices than these, but you need to start here, Jesus says. Lent is a time to make sure these practices are firmly in place in your everyday life. Because you cannot walk the way of death if you hoard stuff. If you accumulate and store up and accumulate and store up, no. You must have intentional routines of generosity, regular times and places where you share your bread with the hungry, when you give your money away sacrificially. What might that look like for you this Lent? And you cannot walk the way of death if you pray like the hypocrites, for attention and show, never finding that secret place to still your soul and sit in silence, allowing the Spirit to search you, to clear your mind, calm your heart, so that you might learn how to let go of all this striving. You won't have a prayer of dying to self without regular times of silent, watchful prayer. What might that look like for you this Lent? And you cannot walk the way of death if you aren't familiar with what the Spirit can do to your soul when your body is fasting. Because they're connected. We are embodied souls. If you've never tried the spiritual practice of fasting, consider the words of Jesus. He assumes it. He says, when you fast. So I wonder, when will you fast this Lent? And what might that look like for you? Lent is game time, my friends. It's a participation in the practices. Practices that teach us to die to self. Practices that form us in the way of Jesus. Practices that open up space for the Spirit to shape us and make us into a people primed for resurrection. From death to death, it is the way of Jesus. I invite you, therefore, in the name of the church, to the observance of a holy Lent by prayer, fasting, and almsgiving.